Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the early line, kicking off hour number two here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Dubs Anderson alongside Joe Ranieri, and what a weekend we have on tap. What a Friday afternoon for you sports bettors, wagerers looking to jump in and get amongst it. We'll do our best to get you up to speed. And Joe, with that, let's get out to SoFi Stadium on Saturday night beneath the bright lights out on the West Coast, Best Coast. The Rams playing host to the Arizona Cardinals. It's Kyler Murray going against Matty Stafford, divisional dance, and that total sitting at 47.5. Both teams have been pretty strong against the number. But right now, we've already discussed the Rams at length for today's show. They've got that momentum. They've got the hot hand, and they're going to be a tough out in this one.
And listen, McVay is not a coach that you want to bet against in December. He is 15-2 against the number in his last 17 December games. He's 25-10-1 against the number all time in December games. 13-6, by the way, on the road. Not to mention, this is one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, and they can do it whether they got to score 30 points or they can score 15 points. Whatever it is, they should be able to get it done here, I think. And they're also 12-4-1 against the number over the last 8 years versus Arizona. They're 10-2-1 versus them as a favorite. Every trend and everything points to yet another Kyler Murray December fall off a cliff. His entire career, he's 9-18 straight up in December and January in his career. That is not a quarterback I want to back. I want to back Stafford and the coach. And I'm shocked you can still get this under a touchdown because I think the Rams are going to roll Arizona in this one.
And what is the weakness? You know, we'll get to the Cardinals and their struggles throughout the year, but what would be the weakness here for the Rams, Joe? They've got the momentum. They've got the quarterback. They've got the run game with Kyren Williams. He's been fantastic again. You've got Puka. You've got Cooper. The offense is coming back with full health. And on the defensive side, there are question marks, a couple of young faces in new places, but they've suddenly stepped up as well. So the D-line's looking strong. For you on the Rams, maybe they get past the Cardinals, they get into the playoffs, but what would be that vulnerability coming into a little playoff football?
It's certainly going to be, it's always going to be the defensive side, although the defense has certainly played better. I mean, what would that defense be if they actually have Aaron Donald still on the field? Might be an interesting, might have been an interesting twist there, but the reality is a lot of young faces, they rebuilt it. They've done a great job. I'm all about watching teams and that side of the ball, especially younger, get better as the season progresses, not get worse. And we've seen this Arizona defense get worse. We've seen this Rams defense get better. So I think if they're going to get caught, they're going to get caught because the defense falls apart and Stafford just is not able to bring them back. But the interesting thing is the experience factor with the coach and the quarterback and the weapons they have, even if they go down a couple of scores in any game, Dubs, because of the defense, that offense is more than capable of making up for it. So the offense is going to have to carry them, I think, when the defense doesn't.
Notable Rams Saturday props that you can find at the FD Sportsbook. Matty Stafford, 232 passing yards. Kyren Williams, 90.5 rushing yards. The running back for the Rams has been absolutely fantastic again this year. Puka Nacua, 86.5, certainly looks to be that top target. And Cooper Kupp, 47.5 receiving yards. It's tough trying to pick your poison when you see some of those player props, Joe, because we correlate it with a lot of points on Saturday afternoon for this game. Who's a player that stands out for you? Is it all about Matty Stafford? Or if they get off to that fast start, could they lean on that run game to get Kyren over 90 rushing yards?
Well, there's a reason why Kyren is at 90.5. It's because Arizona's defense can't stop a nosebleed on the ground. So this would not shock me in the least bit here, watching Kyren Williams go off. I think that it's a tougher matchup for Cooper Kupp in this one, certainly than Puka Nacua. But over the past couple of games, you've also seen it looks like defenses have picked their poison here. Kupp has been, six targets, just 24 receiving yards in the last two games for Cooper Kupp. Even in the first matchup against Arizona with, I believe, Baker covering him, the Rams were behind in that game throughout until they came back and won it. But Kupp only had 37 receiving yards in that game. So I do think that I'd be looking to fade Cooper Kupp in this spot. I'd be looking to back Kyren Williams because, as far as I'm concerned, they are not going to stop anybody. They've given up nearly 6 yards a carry over the last three games, Dubs, this Arizona defense. Why would, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just hand it off to Kyren and let him run wild here on this Arizona defense.
Yeah, and they did meet in week two, 41-10. It was the Cardinals getting the big performance on that occasion. And that's a sign of what we've seen for the Cardinals this season, Joe. You know, they started off with a couple of bad beats. They put a couple of big, nice victories together. They built a bit of momentum going through the middle chunk of the year, but now they've just really tapered off. And, you know, we heard Gannon coming out earlier this week saying it's all on him. He's to blame, wrong decisions at the wrong times. But eventually something has to change in Arizona. They've got a couple of nice pieces, but they really continue to disappoint, now sitting at 7-8.
Yeah, not good at all. And again, the numbers speak volumes here. Well, you have a quarterback now that is 9-18. Straight up in December and January. And that includes a playoff loss to who? The Rams a couple of years ago. And by the way, in 16 of those 18 losses, he's lost by at least 6 or more points. So the numbers are there. Kyler Murray gets worse as the season goes on. And that is not a guy you want to get behind, especially one that just got eliminated last week because they could not beat Carolina. All right. So I think it's all she wrote here for Arizona in this one. It's time to regroup and figure some things out for next year. And namely, is Kyler Murray really the answer at quarterback? Because I got to tell you, the early returns are not promising.
Yeah, Kyler's getting set to dust off the Xbox and get back to a little Call of Duty with their campaign coming to an end. Also on Saturday, Chargers taking on the Patriots. New England Patriots have looked a little better of late. I actually like the look of Drake May. I think he's a fantastic-looking young quarterback. 43.5 is that number. Pats grabbing 4.5 in their building, and the Chargers, in terms of the playoff dance for the AFC West, have to continue in trying to search for another victory. What do we make of this spot here, Joe?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is get it done, Chargers, on the road against New England. And I'm with you. I think the Patriots found a quarterback there, which is not easy to do with Drake May. I love that. And he looks like he's developing not only as a franchise quarterback, but a pretty good leader in the locker room and on the field. I don't know whether or not he's got the right coach right now moving forward, but under all the circumstances and elements, the kid has certainly shown that he belongs here. But I think the Chargers are going to, this is playoff mode here. I think Justin Herbert has got to go into this game in the elements, show that he can win this game. The Chargers should have no problem beating the Patriots. The Patriots have been feisty, but that defense, I think, gets lit up by Justin Herbert in this one.
10-4-1 ATS numbers there for the Chargers. And it really feels like, Joe, you watch the Chargers play over the last month. They're trying to get that passing game going a little more. But Justin Herbert, whether he's got that that plantar fasciitis under control, he's really putting this team on his back, trying to get him across the line there. So where there's a will, there is a way. And this one's coming up early Saturday, the first of a three-game slate for Week 17 in the National Football League. Chargers taking on the New England Patriots, looking to close out their season and find a bit of momentum to build off into the next one. The Sports Talk NFL Talk continues on the other side, but for now, time for a quick timeout. You're watching The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Early Line. Dubs Anderson, Joe Ranieri taking you through the next couple of hours here, talking all things Week 17 in the National Football League. And what a slate we have on tap, the penultimate round of the regular season. We head across to Minnesota, the Vikings at home going against the Green Bay Packers. What a matchup this looks to be. And Sam Darnold, in search of trying to do something pretty special, would be the first quarterback in NFL history to rattle off 14 wins in the first season with his new team. So projected to be a very close one here, Joe. Both teams playing some really good football.
Yeah, and this game was thankfully flexed into the late slate on Sunday there, Dubs, and the Dallas-Philadelphia game was moved to the 1 o'clock slot. And hey, listen, we've talked about it here all show long that this NFC North and these three teams here have been, listen, I expected Detroit to be good. We all expected Green Bay to continue their trajectory. I don't think anybody expected Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings to be where they're at, yet here we are. I do think this is an interesting spot given the fact that Minnesota already beat Green Bay in Green Bay back in, what, week five? But that was a game, you recall, that was Jordan Love's first game back after being hurt in the first game. He was a little rusty in that first half. They had built up a 28-0 lead in the first half and then held on for dear life for the win in the end. So you're certainly going to have Green Bay with a bit of revenge on their mind here. And these two teams usually every year split the season series. So we've already seen Minnesota win game one here of this two-game set. But I got news for you. I just don't know. I tend to think that Minnesota, and yes, it looks like the Packers are going to have Jaire Alexander back this week. But I don't know that's any reason to think that this should be a pick'em game in Minnesota. Minnesota's 13-2. Whether we like it or not, they're not falling off a cliff, Dubs. We need to stop pretending like Minnesota's not a 13-win team. They are, and they're getting no respect. They're an actual dog here. Look at this. They're getting points at home against Green Bay. Jaire Alexander doesn't move the needle for me, and I think this defense of Minnesota will be is better than the defense that we're going to get from Green Bay. Plus Minnesota, let's face it, home field advantage for stake for the entire playoffs. They have a pretty good home field advantage. I think they end up getting it done. I think it's a great game, but I think ultimately Minnesota will make a few more plays than Green Bay will. And don't be shocked if Jordan Love goes back to his intercepting ways. I think he had a stretch of, what, 8 or 9 games in a row where he threw a pick. I think he throws another one here. I think Minnesota handles business, and it sets up for a great Week 18 battle against the Detroit Lions for home field advantage.
Oh, I love it. I think this could be the game of Week 17. Excited for this one. There's a couple of different ways to jump in and play. Both teams have been making the bettors a lot of money. The Packers have covered in 4 straight. The Vikings have covered in 3 straight. We've seen those numbers set there by the odds makers, but let's take a couple of looks, a couple of different views of the prop markets offered up for this one. The Packers going in to Minnesota, and Jordan Love always going to garner a lot of respect here. 250 and a half passing yards is that mark set. You look at what he has been doing. It was only 182 passing yards last out against the Saints, but went over 200 in the prior 3. But that's a big number, Joe. That tells us up and back kind of football, high scorer. But for Love, you look at the last five, he's only matched that number on one occasion.
That's correct. And listen, I don't know that passing is necessarily going to be the way to get this done for Green Bay. I think they're going to have to control the clock. I think they are absolutely going to need a big running game. And for Josh Jacobs there, 68 and a half rushing yards. None of it is going to be easy with this Green Bay defense at all. But if I was going to take anybody to have the successful passing yards, I think it's Sam Darnold over 258 and a half, because the weapons he has at home with Jefferson and Addison, I expect those guys to have a big, big game in this one against Green Bay, who I think is going to have to run the ball more than throw it if they're going to win here.
Yeah, it's certainly turned out to be quite the 1-2 punch there. JJ and Addison. Jefferson goes for 144 receiving yards last week against Seattle, 2 scoring touchdowns. So could be formidable coming from that side. And Josh Jacobs, just another one of the many running backs who found a new destination coming into this season, Joe. Yep. He is absolutely relish that backfield. And I guess, interesting storyline, Aaron Jones going against his old ball club here as well. So 64 and a half is set for AJ. JJ set at 68 and a half. And you look at what he has been doing. He's gone over 66 rushing yards in 4 of the last 5, but they're going to have to get off to a hot start and hopefully not be playing catch up to get that run game going.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? Plus, I believe Watson got hurt for Green Bay in that last game with the knee. They did get some good news. It looks like they're saying it's not anything, obviously, season ending. They said it is bruised, but he didn't practice yesterday. He was a non-participant. I would be shocked if he goes, Christian Watson, in this one. So I think that's a big loss for Green Bay if he is not able to go here. I believe the advantage right now, Minnesota, as far as weapons offensively goes, and I think they're getting disrespected, that they are a home dog to a division rival, the Green Bay Packers, with and they sit there 13-2 and they're getting points. Kind of crazy.
There is a lot on the line coming through week 17. Also out there in Philadelphia for the Eagles. They're trying to clinch that NFC East title. They're going against the Cowboys, and news coming across, Kenny Pickett is getting set for a bit more playing time, but still questions remain around star quarterback for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, concussion. Any further updates on this one, Joe? Do you expect Hurts to be out there on Sunday?
No, it doesn't look like he's cleared the concussion protocol at this point. Hasn't practiced all week. So it will be Pickett, but no CeeDee Lamb for Dallas. Makes this an easy game. It's either Eagles or pass for me.
Can you pick it with Kenny Pickett? Any more discussion coming up on the other side? You're watching the Early Line. Stick with it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Early Line. Dubs Anderson alongside Joe Ranieri getting primed up, previewing a couple of big games here for week 17 in the National Football League. Prior to going to break, we start to jump in on this Eagles game. So Philly at home going against the Dallas Cowboys, who really don't have a lot of motivation, just being 2 weeks out until their offseason. But for the Eagles, NFC East title, they certainly want to get this one. 7.5 is that number. Jalen Hurts not expected to play. They're still dealing with that concussion and the protocol. But Kenny Pickett also dealing with a bit of a ribs injury. So even your backup's going to be a little dusty coming into this one, Joe. But for the Eagles, they have to find a way, and it certainly looks like they will. But that's a pretty big number to cover.
It is. This was what, 10.5, I think, when it opened up. And obviously there was a lot of question marks with Jalen Hurts and who would be the quarterback. But, you know, since that time, it's been bet down to what you see here at 7.5. And that's because we know Hurts is not playing. We also know CeeDee Lamb is not playing, which is why we've also seen this total be bet down. Dubs at this point. But hey, you know, Pickett, no Pickett. I think Philadelphia and that defense going up against the Cowboys. And they've been playing better as of late, but without their main guy there, CeeDee Lamb, the main threat, I think Vic Fangio and his defense wants to get the bad taste out of their mouth from getting lit up by Jaden Daniels in Washington last week. I mean, they turned them over five times and still lost that game there. So I would expect a big effort at home from Philadelphia, even with Pickett at quarterback. And I would expect, yeah, the Cowboys to struggle playing from behind in this one without CeeDee Lamb. So to me, if I'm looking, if I'm betting this game, I'm looking at the favorite, the Eagles, but I also probably wouldn't mind taking a stab with Saquon Barkley here over his rushing prop, given the fact that I think, Dubs, he's 267 yards away from beating Eric Dickerson's 40-year-old rushing record for the most yards in a season. 2105 is the record. He's 267 yards away from that. I think Philadelphia is very conscious of that number. I think they're going to give him every opportunity in the world to get at least half of that here and give him a chance going into week 18 to actually break the record. So would not shock me at all if he goes up and then over. And it was a big number, Dubs. I think it was 107.5, 108.5. But I think he gets at least half of that. And I think he's going to get enough touches because I'm pretty sure Sirianni is going to give him every chance in the world to try to break this record next week. But keep in mind, it's an 18-week season. Yeah, keep in mind, Eric Dickerson did it with 16 weeks, 15 weeks. So there's a little difference there.
And Joe, you made a good point. If they're going to give him every chance to get the rock, that number is certainly going to come into play. Get through the Cowboys this week, then it's the Giants. I mean, wouldn't that be a fitting way to finish off for Saquon Barkley to surpass that mark against his old team?
Listen, I'd ladder it up too. I mean, I'd take over 108.5 and just go to the alternate market, over 115.5, over 120, and I'd take it all the way up to 150 yards. I'd ladder it right up because he's going to get 25 or more attempts in this game. I promise you that.
Joe, is there any need to be a little cautious when looking at the Eagles? You know, we saw this week Nick Sirianni getting into a bit of a shouting match with Zach Ertz after last week's game. AJ Brown, he's been taking shots at Jalen Hurts, but it looks like they've squashed that beef. We know the DNA for this football team is going to be Saquon and how far he can carry them into the playoffs. But from the outside looking in, is there any concern with the Eagles that maybe that locker room isn't in the best shape going in towards the postseason?
No, I think they're... Listen, winning cures all issues here. So I think as long as they keep winning and they have been around the block so they know the only thing matters is what happens come January, I think they'll be just fine. They're not going to enter the playoffs on a losing streak. They're not going to lose to Dallas. They're not going to lose to the Giants. They'll be just fine. And they give Hurts a chance to rest up here a little bit and be ready come January.
Get him fresh, have him dynamic going in to the final week of the regular season there into the playoffs. The Cowboys squaring off against the Philadelphia Eagles, one team with a lot to play for, another just trying to get in to their offseason. Opened at 8, now sits as the Eagles lay in 7 at home. Number opened at 43, that total now sitting at 38.5. It's time for a quick commercial on the other side. Week 17 previews continue right here on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the early line here on the Sports Grid Network. I am Dubs Anderson alongside Joe Ranieri. And no surprises, Joe, you're doing the heavy lifting here. Hope those shoulders are feeling nice and limber at the midway point through the second hour. But it's Friday, Saturday Junior. Does this count as the weekend has started, Joe? Can we officially say it's the weekend now?
Yes, I think it's felt like the last 2 weeks have been just one long weekend here, Dubs. It feels like, and it's only going to get worse from here until we turn the page on 2024 and welcome in 2025, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll be signing up for that new gym membership as soon as we hit 2025. But look, let's see if we can make a couple of bucks so I can pay for that 24-hour fitness full access pass. Week 17 in the NFL, some great matchups, and we've got one for a team that has been nothing short of fantastic. The Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, they're 10-5 for the year. And on the other side, it's the Falcons who are still sitting right in the playoff mix. Kirk Cousins, he got the old bench job last week, but Michael Penix, he steps up and got him the victory. 4.5, Commanders laying the points at home. 47.5 is that total. Do we play the Commanders? Do we stick with the hot hand?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not thrilled with Michael Penix Jr. coming in here in week 16. I mean, it's great that you beat the Giants, who, I mean, let's be honest here, is not a real, you know, that's not a real feather in your cap here. But you're going to be taking on a Washington team that, you know, clinched their playoff spot last week, did it in epic fashion in a comeback against their division rivals. And now they got to get up for a, you know, an out of division opponent here in Atlanta, who has got, well, a whole lot riding here, because they now control their destiny, since Tampa can't seem to win a game and got blown out there by the Cowboys last Sunday night. So this is a huge game for Atlanta. It feels like we might have a little letdown situation here for Washington. I wouldn't be laying 4.5 with them, and it would not shock me at all if Atlanta it finds some motivation here behind the rookie quarterback. They're going to have to elevate their game for him. I mean, make no mistake about it, they got a pretty good defensive-minded head coach in Washington. They're going to be throwing a lot of different things at Michael Penix. But another guy that's played a ton of college football, another guy very experienced, more athletic than whatever Kirk Cousins brought to the table. So this is going to be an interesting game. I think we're going to learn a lot about this Atlanta team, but I would not be shocked if this is your upset of the week here.
Yeah, and we'll learn a lot about young quarterback Michael Penix. I mean, first primetime spot. They've got playoff chances on the line. It's a must win for the Falcons. That is a lot of pressure to put on a rookie quarterback in one of his first few starts in the league. And, you know, to that point, Joe, let's play devil's advocate. The Commanders come out. They get off to a hot start. They put up 2, maybe 3, 21-0. At what point do you entertain bringing Kirk Cousins back into this environment? Would you bring him back, or do you just let Penix out there and you say, well, we'll live and die by that decision we made 2 weeks ago?
I don't think you make that decision and you can ever go back to Kirk Cousins at this point, unless something happens to Penix, which is possible, because he's a lot more mobile and he's going to be running the ball a lot more than Cousins did. So the risk of injury certainly is going to be there. But this is a rookie making his first road start in a playoff type atmosphere. So they're going to need, like they got last week, Atlanta's defense had a couple of pick sixes. The special teams was good. Everybody is going to have to help this kid in order to be able, they have the weapons, there's no mistake about it, but the defense has got to have some answers here for Jaden Daniels, who continues to light up opposing defenses here. So Atlanta's going to have their hands full. Could be some sort of wild, crazy shootout, too. That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, it feels like there could be plenty of points looming for that one. Two very exciting dynamic quarterbacks squaring off there. Let's keep it with the NFC South across to Tampa Bay for the big tussle going against the Panthers here in week 17. Bryce Young, he's been playing some better football. The Panthers now sitting with 4 wins, but for the Bucs, there's a lot on the line. Absolute must win here. They're laying 8.5. 48.5 is that total. You look at last week, they dropped one to the Cowboys. That sort of halted their momentum. But this is not going to be an easy feat. The Panthers, it looks like they found a little bit of an offensive spark the last month of football, Joe.
Yeah, the NFC South is so crazy, isn't it? When you look at all 4 Tampa Bay division games so far, they've totaled at least 49 points and averaged 62.5 points. 4 of Carolina's 5 divisional games have hit 49 or more points there and average around 55 points a game. So if for whatever reason in the NFC South, we get these crazy shootouts and these wild games where defenses don't show up, but the offenses do. And we saw Mayfield struggle throwing the ball against the Carolina defense the first meeting, but Tampa Bay ran all over him with Bucky Irving and White and company in that first game there. I think they're going to do the same thing here. Listen, Carolina is the worst defensively rated team in the NFL with good reason, which makes Arizona losing to them last week even more hilarious when you think about it. Tampa Bay 9-3 to the over in their last 12 games. Carolina, who has finally started to put it together offensively and starting to believe in Bryce Young, 6-2 to the over in their last eight. The last five meetings between these two teams has gone over, and seven of the last 10 as well. To me, get ready for a crazy wild shootout. We're going to get a ton of points, no defense. Both these teams are going to go at each other. That's what we get in the NFC South, and we should be prepared for it. I think this lands in the 50s. I don't think it lands in the mid-40s. So, give me the over in this matchup.
Yeah, they met back in week 13. It was all about that ground game for the Bucs. Season high, 236 rushing yards. That was fantastic. And Baker Mayfield also in search of a pretty special milestone. 34 passing touchdowns for the season would just be the second quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to surpass 35 passing touchdowns. No surprises who the other quarterback is. The one, the only, the GOAT, Tom Brady, who notched up a nice little 40 piece there. So the Bucs with plenty on the line amongst the division going against a Carolina Panthers team who has looked a little better, but that's certainly one of the bigger margins that we see for week 17 in the NFL. And for the Bucs, Joel, they're a cagey team. You know, you never know what you're going to get with Baker Mayfield, but I guess that's the blueprint for a Bryce Young. Once you get that set up and those pieces around you to really thrive in your certain environment, Baker Mayfield, he's had a really good year.
Listen, it's funny because he's doing it now with Liam Cohn, the former offensive coordinator that kind of resurrected his career last year, is now the head coach at Carolina. So he'll be looking at Canales across the way there. Nobody knows him better than Canales. But Liam Cohn's done a great job also with Baker. So coaching matters in the NFL. And it looks like the coaching is finally starting to get to Bryce Young. And if I'm Tampa, I'm not doing anything different than what we did in the first game. Give the ball to Bucky Irving, look to back his props up and over, rushing, maybe anytime touchdown. There's absolutely no reason to think that they're going to let Baker, who again struggled against Carolina that first go around. There's no reason to do anything differently. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Run all over Carolina and back Bucky Irving every which way you can there in the prop market.
Set the tone with that run game, lay that foundation, get back to those winning ways. And for the Bucs, they're going to have to win this one, and then they would face the Saints to round out the regular season. So NFC South, absolutely wide open, especially for some of the chases here in the Buccaneers. So plenty going on as we get set for another fantastic Saturday, Sunday slate in the National Football League. And with that, we're going to take a quick time out. But one of the games of the weekend coming up on the other side, Josh Allen, the MVP, done deal. We'll just break it all down. You'll see the network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the early line. Happy Friday from all of us here at the Sports Grid Network. Dubs Anderson, Joe Ranieri talking all things week 17 in the National Football League. And what a matchup we have coming up on Sunday. The Buffalo Bills at home taking on the New York Jets. The Jets, four wins and trying to climb. That was my favorite win total coming into this year, under 9.5. Love to see it. But in terms of this game, the Bills laying 8.5 points, 46.5 is that total. Two quarterbacks, contrasting ends of their career here, Joe. It's going to be an exciting one, but it seems to be all about the Bills. Can we just stop this Aaron Rodgers absolute sideshow of a year from the Jets?
So here's the problem, and we're starting to see the Jets get starting to get some money because this thing was as high as 10.5 points when it opened up there Dubs. But with the Chiefs winning and clinching the number one seed, what are the Bills playing for here exactly? Even against the New York Jets, right? They've, you know, they can beat the Jets with their eyes closed. Who are we kidding here? They didn't look great, you know, at all against New England, but the conditions were, you know, minus 6 degrees. It wasn't great there. New England always plays them tough, even in Orchard Park. But I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the Jets have played Buffalo tough over the years. I think 5-5 against the number in the last 10. They've lost by 3 in the first go around this year, but the Bills have won 3 of their division games, by the way, by just 3 points this season. Allen, keep this in mind, 0-8 against the number in his last 8 games as a favorite of double digits or more. That's what this opened up with, but it certainly has seen the New York Jets get money, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that simply Buffalo has absolutely no motivation in this game whatsoever. Having said that, I think the best way to look at this game is give me the under. The Jets have concerns on both sides of the ball, especially the offensive line, some injuries. The defense in the secondary has some problems. I think if I'm going to look anywhere, I'll probably look, because the Jets start so slow, I'd probably look at Buffalo to come out, handle their business early in the first half, Dubs, and then just kind of hold on and coast in the second half here. Can't trust the Jets on the road at Orchard Park. I trust Buffalo not to try to live and play in a do-or-die spot like they did against New England last week. I think the Bills early in this game are worth a bet, maybe even the first quarter. Not a bad look, as I expect Buffalo to open up the game, march down the field, score a touchdown, and they will be off and running.
The Bills to get it done, but question marks over the motivation and if they can, in fact, cover that margin. On the flip side of this one for the Jets, Joe, very disappointing season. It hasn't worked. It seems like it's a toxic environment in that clubhouse, over in that locker room, led by the one and only Aaron Rodgers. It's never Aaron Rodgers' fault. Surprise, surprise. But what is the point of keeping, you know, the aging quarterback that you've spent an absolute gazillion on in this one? Why have Aaron Rodgers out there? Davante Adams, he's still listed as questionable. Why risk it coming in for week 17? If these are the guys that you want to try and build around in possibly trying to have another push at this thing next year, what is the point of keeping Rodgers in this one?
Well, I mean, he has said that he is going to play it out. But to your point about Davante Adams, he has not practiced, I don't believe, at all. He has been at practice, but he has not practiced. So who knows on whether or not that means he's going or not. Like you mentioned, it is questionable. I would imagine he probably goes. If Aaron Rodgers is playing, if Davante Adams can play, he'll go out there and play. But also important on the Buffalo side is that, don't forget, that game against New England, they had 4 defensive starters not in the game last week there. It does look as if Matt Milano will be back here. He's been practicing all week. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. That's huge for that linebacking crew and that defense of the Buffalo Bills. And like we had said, the Jets have some concerns on the offensive line, who's done a pretty good job over the last month or so, but the injuries again starting to pile up there. Can't trust them at this point. Buffalo, though, looks like they're going to get some of those defensive starters back on the field this week, and that's good news for them. And I would, if I was going to look at the Jets, I would probably look at Breece Hall and maybe his rushing prop, given the fact that Buffalo and that run defense, not exactly great last week, not exactly great over, the last 4 or 5 games. So maybe the Jets spend a lot of time running Breece Hall left, Breece Hall right, until the Buffalo Bills can stop them. So maybe that's not a bad prop to look at either.
Run game heavy could be on the menu for this one. Jets going against the Bills, and it looks like there's an MVP award in waiting for star quarterback Josh Allen. Minus 230 now at the FanDuel Sportsbook. He's had a fantastic season, one in which he lost his primary target in Stephon Diggs. But look at these numbers, over 4,000 total yards, 38 total touchdowns. He's a short price. And on the other side, the nearest chaser, Lamar Jackson. If you look at the numbers here, Joe, you'd say, well, Action Jackson, he's probably done, a similar feat, but Josh Allen's doing it with less to work with, so rightfully so, should be the top choice in the market.
I agree. Yeah, I think Josh Allen, and that's why he's at minus 230 right now, and Lamar is still plus 170. And again, I'm also believing now that we found out yesterday the story about the offensive lineman buying Josh Allen a diamond necklace of his jersey with an MVP across it there with the names of all the offensive linemen on the back of the jersey who protected him. I would imagine they're doing that because they have every intention of making Josh Allen down the stretch look really good here. So I think he can put it away against this Jets team. I think the offensive line wants that. So I do think the offensive line will have a big say in Josh Allen having a big game here against the Jets.
Joe, so yeah, hypothetical, you had to get Dubsy instead of your offensive line a little present for rather protection through the regular season. What are you getting your boy? What's under Dubsy's Christmas tree?
Oh, well, a $5. Never mind. We would have, like any good friend, Dubsy, it would be a couple of used Titleist Pro V1s. Let's be realistic here. If we're doing it, let's do it.
Rolex, baby. Rolex. I'll take the golf balls as well. We're on the other side. Stick with it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the early line here on the Sports Grid Network. Happy Friday, Tom Sanderson, alongside Joe Ranieri. Joe, let's go bowling. Let's go bowling. I'm not talking about with the 10 pins, a little college football. And what a slate we have today, this afternoon. First game, not too far away. We've got the Armed Forces Bowl, Boomer Sooner. Oklahoma Sooners going against the Midshipmen Navy. And it looks to be a close one. We've got the Birmingham Bowl, Vanderbilt, looking at grabbing 2.5. And the old Liberty Bowl. So let's start with the Armed Forces Bowl. You look at this total. It's not a big one, Joe. Could it be run heavy?
It could, except we've also seen Navy throw the ball, and we've also seen now 26 Oklahoma Sooner players hit the transfer portal and will not be available for this game, including their starting quarterback, Jackson Arnold, six receivers, their top pass catcher in Bauer Sharp, their best tight end. In addition, they also won't have their best linebacker, Danny Stutzman. He is opted out. They have nobody in the safety position right now that ever played a snap this year. So you get where I'm getting at, is that this is a complete second and third string Oklahoma Sooner team that couldn't score points during the year to begin with. Taking on a midshipman team that this is their first bowl game for Navy since 2019. It is called the, the military, the Armed Forces Bowl. Well, you have Navy playing in the Armed Forces Bowl. I can't imagine anybody on Oklahoma wants to be here in this game. And we know that's a big motivating factor. We saw Navy destroy Army last week. Blake Horvat, their quarterback, healthy. Again, after battling some late season injuries, this is an offense that averages 249 rushing yards a game. That's sixth best in the country. And again, not having Stutzman and many other starting defensive players on that side of the ball, that could be problematic here. We're seeing a lot of Navy money come in late. We're also seeing, ironically enough, the total being bet up here now, Dubs. I'm seeing 44.5s. Showing up in the marketplace. So a lot of over money, but a lot of Navy money. It would be Navy on the money line for me if I was going to play this game for sure.
I like that. We've got Georgia Tech going against Vanderbilt. Vandy have not been playing good football leading into this one. So trying to turn things around, but it looks like they will have their starting quarterback in Pavia to set the tone. And Texas Tech, Arkansas in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Another close one projected. 52.5 is that mark. So let's stick with this one. The Red Raiders going against the Razorbacks, Joe. Any early leans coming up here this afternoon over Memphis?
Yes. Yeah, all Texas Tech here for me in this one against Arkansas. And the answer is simple. Listen, Texas Tech fired their defensive coordinator when the season was over, and their offensive coordinator ended up taking the job at FAU Florida Atlantic. But Coach McGuire still there, head coach for Texas Tech, Joey McGuire. They will have a backup quarterback who, by the way, has already played a couple of games here this season and has impressed. He's kind of the future quarterback for Texas Tech. McGuire's a great coach. He'll have these guys ready. It's the Arkansas side that's a problem here because everybody on the offense has opted out of this game except for the quarterback. They don't have any scholarshiped offensive linemen left on the roster to protect Talen Green in this game. Nobody. Every wide receiver that played a snap is gone. They have no skill position, guys. I think this is a nightmare scenario for Arkansas. I think Texas Tech rolls in this one and gets it done at a great price right now.
That's the early slate here for your college football Friday afternoon. Bowl season in full effect. We've also got Syracuse going against Washington State in the Holiday Bowl, and USC, the Trojans, taking on the Aggies. Texas A&M over there in Las Vegas. Sin City, the Aggies, looking as the 3.5-point favorites for USC. What a failed season this has been for Lincoln Riley and the boys.
Yeah, I agree. But keep in mind, by the way, and this the biggest game that line movement we have seen all bowl season long is this Syracuse-Washington State. And it's because, quite honestly, Dubs, I cannot believe Washington State's even playing this game. Their quarterback, John Madier, has left for Oklahoma along with the offensive coordinator. The head coach left, took the job in Wake Forest. We don't even know who's actually calling the plays right now or what the coaching staff looks like for Washington State. And most of the rest of the team has already left in the portal. Syracuse brings the entire team from this year to this game. Blowout, baby. Blowout.
San Diego. I'm going to catch a train. Boys getting ready to suit up. We're on the other side.
Boom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.